Well, Kaiser Permanente is a giant in the healthcare field. It's the largest managed care group in the country, operating in 11 states, including California. So it can be a big deal when a company that size begins to invest in renewables and other green measures like energy efficiency and saving water. That's what's happening in Colorado, but there are plenty of questions about whether other big businesses will follow. From Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio, John Daly reports.
Adam Carew stands in a parking lot outside his office with a cable in his hand. He plugs it in, and his electric car starts to charge.
Obviously, by me driving this car, I'm a big proponent of renewable energy.
This charging station sits in the parking lot of Kaiser Permanente's Lone Tree Medical offices. Carew is a family physician here. As a KP employee, he can plug his car in for free anytime.
I think it's great that Kaiser's investing in that because I think it's clearly the future.
Kaiser's leaders agree. The nonprofit health system has made it a priority to go green. Roland Lyon is regional president of the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan.
Environmental health and the impact that has on the health of a community are so tightly correlated.
Kaiser's environmental investments include new buildings that have won awards for energy efficiency. It's also investing in waste reduction and water conservation. Lyon says research shows environmental factors like air pollution have twice the impact on people's health than access to high-quality medicine. And he says these green measures save money.
So having a healthy environment which supports healthy living really improves our mission and our bottom line.
You notice they're sort of arrayed towards the south to get the southern exposure.
Clayton Mitchell points to a covered parking lot topped with solar panels. Mitchell heads up Kaiser's investments in renewables in Colorado. In a state with 300 sunny days a year, he says these solar panels provide more than half the electric energy needed to power the adjacent medical office building.
55%. Over 25 years, we anticipate getting $160,000 in energy savings.
Kaiser has installed solar systems at seven Colorado facilities through what's called a power purchase agreement. It's a deal between KP, solar developer Namaste, and XL Energy. Mitchell says the partnership lets Kaiser lock in low energy rates for the next 20 years.
Which makes it very affordable, drops our operating costs, and those savings can be passed on to our members.
KP is one of a growing number of brands like Walmart, Target, Google, and Apple investing in renewable energy. Rebecca Cantwell leads Colorado's Solar Energy Trade Association. She says they're doing it because of the health benefits and the bottom line.
I don't think any large corporation makes decisions that don't pencil out for them economically.
Cantwell says as solar has caught on globally, the price of panels has plummeted by more than 50% in a decade.
What's really happened with the price of solar is dramatic.
Government policy played a big role, too. Solar and wind took off in Colorado after its voters became the first to pass a renewable energy standard in 2004. The state is required to get 30% of its electricity from renewables by 2020. Aaron Overturf with the group Western Resource Advocates says demand from business like Kaiser is growing.
I would describe it as flourishing and untapped.
But solar represents just 1.5% of Colorado's electricity mix. And some wonder if demand for renewables will drop if the new Trump administration cracks back on tax credits, credits that jump-started the industry. Congresswoman Diana DeGette, a Denver Democrat, fears the answer is yes.
I think we're going to see a big assault on this.
Officials at Kaiser Permanente say they intend to keep investing in green initiatives. But many eyes will turn to Washington to see how a new administration will shape energy policy and how that will influence business decisions on whether to go green. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.